This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, here we go. Mavs got a superstar. Cowboys have a new OC, and things are moving across DFW sports world. We want your phone calls at 877-881-1053. Which of those stories is the biggest to you, and what do you think needs to be said about it? General, at your service. There's Brian Broaddus, former Cowboy scout and NFL executive. On our way to the Super Bowl tonight after this evening show. So, you know, hopefully everything stays good back here in DFW. Of course, Lucius Alexander is at Master Control as per usual. And you have Woolchuck and Shia follow along with you. We are the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Okay, you can watch us at 105.3thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Okay, streaming video across multiple devices. And you can always text in if you would prefer to communicate with the show like that at that same number, 877-881-1053. And line one is your girl, Christy, here in the G-Bag Nation. Christy, a good afternoon to you. Thanks for calling in to us here in the G-Bag Nation. What do you have to say?
Hey, what's up, Nation? Well, the thing that I'm excited about is, of course, the Kyrie Irving addition. I'm always amazed at how the team, Maverick team ownership, and Mark Cuban especially, they're not afraid to take a chance to move their needle forward. What I'm least excited about is Schottenheimer, the Marty Ball guy. It's like, that's a yes, darling hire for McCarthy. I don't think he's going to get any pushback there. And remember, guys, this guy was, his offensive schemes were based on running. Who do we have that's running the ball here?
Yeah, we're going to have to change that.
So it's like, so this is just a retread. Like I said, it's a nice, comfortable hire for McCarthy. It makes him feel nice and warm and snuggly.
Thanks,
but
Chrissy.
It's not going to move the needle forward.
I hear you. That's a good call. It's definitely not going to get people excited. Not going to move the ratings needle up at all. But yeah, you know, that's a good way to get us started here. The Kyrie Irving addition is absolutely fascinating. I love that Mark Cuban is back. You know, now you have 4 years ago Porzingis and this one, at least they're making big swings to bring in talent. And if this one doesn't work out, you'll have to move on. And, you know, it'll end up costing you a first-round pick and a couple of pretty good basketball players. But star players win championships. And Kyrie's won one in the past. If things had gone smoother in Brooklyn, maybe this team could have won one. He's a championship type of player. And you can say whatever you want about Kyrie Irving, but if that doesn't get you excited as a Mavs fan, I don't know what will.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't know how much better it's going to get as far as an acquisition.
It's all about that potential. And Brad Townsend tweeting out that he's also told that part of the Mavs' desire to acquire Kyrie, besides what they believe is a strong fit with Luka, is his proven track record of recruiting star teammates.
Let's go.
Which is somewhere where the Mavericks have just not been able to do in the past. So this could also be something where the Mavericks are thinking, you add a guy in Kyrie, maybe you're able to add a third piece to this thing in the offseason if indeed he decides to stay in Dallas.
Going big fish hunting, boys. Trying to get the three-star combo going down. They're trying to go super team on us, huh?
Maybe. And he got a big history of it. I mean, Tatum and Brown in Boston, Harden and Durant, and then Ben Simmons, and played with LeBron James, and now Luka. That's all this guy does is play with Hall of Famers. It's a good point, Townsend. Line two's Larry. You're in the G-Bag Nation. Larry, which of these big DFW sports stories has you most fired up right now?
Hey, how doing, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I just figured out, I think we're having a big problem overall in trying to recruit, find the right recruiter for all three of our sport connects here. Rangers, Cowboys, and Mavericks. We can't seem to find the right recruiter for any of this. And I'm not much of a basketball fan, so Kyle Irving, he's No, he's a good ball player, but I don't know. I think he caused a lot of problems wherever he goes.
Appreciate you, Larry. Yeah, I think the Rangers did do a hell of a job recruiting.
They did a nice job.
Yeah, they did.
Chris Young coming in and kind of really changing things up over there, for sure.
Yeah.
Ownership the last couple years, too, have been super aggressive with the money. You know, if you think about it. I mean, Chris, you know, they move on from JD, who's been a longtime employee here. Philosophies, you know, Chris Young comes in, a guy that we've talked about a bunch of people around the league really wanted him as a potential general manager. Rangers got him. He's convinced ownership to spend money the last 2 years.
They've done that.
They've spent that. I mean, if you're a Ranger fan, you have to be super excited about what's going on right now.
And they added Ian Kinsler today to the front office. He is now the new assistant to the GM. So
congratulations
to Rangers Hall of Famer Ian Kinsler.
I bet he doesn't wish we go 0-162 now.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
That is a good point.
Well, I think the biggest mistake with the Mavs in recent years was hanging on to guys and overvaluing the guys that they liked on their team that were tryhards. Tim Hardaway Jr. and Dwight Powell. And that's $30 million right now in cap space that you would absolutely love to have going into this offseason. And, you know, I guess you'll recoup part of that with Powell. But the continuation of Tim Hardaway Jr.'s contract is a major anchor right now.
The biggest problem you have in a front office is over-evaluating your team and falling in love with your team. Mm-hmm. The minute you fall in love with your team, you're going to have issues.
I think Mark fell into this. Well, we're not really championship contenders, but I like these guys and the fans like them. So let's give them a 4-year deal. And you never know when things are going to turn around and all of a sudden you need to be flexible. And now nobody wants these guys because you were nice and overpaid them. Like, and I'm not exaggerating. Mark Cuban was once negotiating with multiple free agents. One of them said no. So he said, hey, Wes, you know that $16 million deal that we gave you? Let's make that 19 because we like you.
Heck yeah, baby.
You know, and he got soft after the championship. Hopefully this is a sign that he's got his appetite for risk back.
Seems like it. Yeah. Seems like it a little bit. And I think Nico is putting on the pressure for that. I think he wants to be a guy that, like, that's what we were sold on him when he came here, was this dude's got pretty good relationships, and this is an example of that. And so I think he's like, that's the narrative about me, and I want to go prove people right about
that. No, that's absolutely right. Now, there's probably people that think that he was just a kind of a mouthpiece for Mark Cuban, and he wants to prove these other general managers that he can actually do this job.
Yeah, that's a great angle. You know, this is exactly what you'd hope for when Nico was hired, that his relationship with people from the sneaker business and the mutual respect that he has with the NBA superstars would pay off.
Mm-hmm.
You're hoping for Damian Lillard, and you ended up getting Kyrie Irving, which is, not a bad consolation at all. And that we just spoke with Nick Friedell back there about 45 minutes ago. He said chances are very good. Kyrie Irving plays great for you over the next 5 months. So, I obviously, it's more exciting. There's a potential downside to it as well. And line three is cool. Cool, you're in the G-Bag Nation. What story has you most fired up?
Definitely the Kyrie. At the end of the day, I mean, like everybody mom used to say, hey, if it looks like a duck, quack like a duck, it's probably a duck. So we all know it's going to end terrible. But
that's right.
We have money left over. You know what I'm saying? If he does go to the Lakers or do whatever, man. Hey, y'all be safe on y'all trip out there, man. And give him LG Bag Nation.
Yes, sir. Salute. There he goes. Cool. That opens the line at 877-881-1053.
Another question, and we had some people text this in. What the hell happens to the All-Star game now? Yet Kyrie was the number one voted guard in the East. Luka, number one voted guard in the West. Right now, what happens with Kyrie in the All-Star game?
Turns
Does
into
he
a goat
play
fest.
With the West?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's got to play with the West, right? Aren't they going to pick teams, or they stop doing that?
I think they are going to do it the day of the game now instead of doing the whole TNT special where you had, like, Team Giannis, Team LeBron, they drafted. But
LeBron's pick gets more interesting now. Is he going to pick Kyrie?
You've got the top-scoring tandem in the NBA, man. It's going to be really exciting just to see how this plays out. And maybe your best bet is let's just go ahead and win the championship in a wide-open West now and then let Kyrie leave and go sign his max contract somewhere else.
Man, that is so awesome. Just the possibilities of what we could be getting ready to watch. Line four is Brian. You're in the G-Bag Nation. Brian, what are you thinking?
Hey, guys. So one of my big things was listening yesterday and hearing the news. It excited me just because Mark Cuban's actually doing something. But as a Cowboys fan, what's really exciting me is Jerry Jones is the one owner who cannot stand to be upstaged by any team, even if it's a Dallas-Fort Worth area team. So So with the Rangers going out year before last, spending a bunch of money, spending money this year, and now the Mavericks bringing in Kyrie, it's like I'm looking forward over the next few months here to see what Jerry does to try and sell some tickets and try and get people routed back towards the Cowboys. So overall, I think this is a huge win for Dallas sports, even though a lot of the national guys are killing the trade.
Raises the bar, yes. A lot of people locally are killing the trade as well. You know, I'm not burying my head in the sand and thinking this is going to be great. I think Cool made a great point that we all know it's probably not going to end great, but in the meantime, it could be an incredible ride. And even if it doesn't end great, like, you would have $20 million in cap space without getting rid of anybody else. I think it could really be the first step in a very significant rebuild. And it's kind of like a trade for an expiring contract to help you get back under the cap and reassess. And what you did return could also help you win a championship. And the chances of that are small, but that's a hell of a nice little side chip to get back in the game with.
Yeah, and you show your superstar in Luka that you're here to try to help him out at all costs. Like, we're going to be here to bring talent around you. If what we heard is true from McMahon, where he's putting a little pressure on him, hey, all right, we're doing this thing, and we still have two first-round picks in the future here, 2025 and 2027, I believe, that can be moved. So there's still some assets that you can do if Kyrie and that thing falls apart and you start looking elsewhere. Hey, we got more assets we can move. And if you're the Mavericks, you have to think, and it is a very, very long shot, and I'm not predicting it in any way, but if you're the Mavericks, you're saying, man, if there's ever a time that this we could make it work with this guy, if this guy's going to work anywhere, with Jason Kidd being his coach and Nico in that relationship, I do think you're going, this is probably best case scenario, unless he was going to microwave something for a couple of months with LeBron. And it's like, okay, we've seen that work before, even though even that doesn't work for years and years and years. That works for a split second, and then boom. So that's the one hope you're going. If he's going to work anywhere, wouldn't it be with the comfort of that and playing alongside a guy in Luka who is top three in the sport?
LeBron's saying he's very disappointed that that deal was not able to happen to get him back to L.A. We'll see what happens in the offseason, but I love the cap aspect of this if he does move on, and we'll see if the Mavs make another move before the deadline, because a lot of reports right now from NBA insiders, they're still working those phones. So yeah, maybe you can still get rid of that THJ contract, or maybe it's Bertans, although I doubt that it's Bertans.
Well, this super excites me over the next 48 hours or whatever the deadline is here, 2 days plus, just about what they're planning on doing. You go all in for Kyrie. Now, your plan here, it may not work out for you, but I guarantee you the plan is to make some more moves over the next 2.5 days.
You got Markieff Morris. You need defensive help. I don't know if he can play any more than 15 minutes a night, because he hasn't been over the last couple of years, and he's old. But yeah, they might be so needy that they're planning to plug him in for 25 minutes. We don't think McGee is going to figure it out. If they want to win the championship, they need more rebounding. They need younger bigs that are active.
Defense. Yeah. Your best on-ball defender is gone. You need Reggie Bullock to step up in a big way, Josh Green to step up in a big way. But I guarantee you they're trying to, hey, can we get some level of 3-and-D? Can we get a Dodo knockoff of sorts?
Yeah. Because right now you're going to send Bertans out there for about 15 minutes a night, and he's just the three part.
It's just sit in the corner, and sometimes he's not even that. He's like 1.5 and no bad. D guy. There's 3-and-Ds, and there's 1.5 and no D, and that's Bertans.
Yeah, it's horrible. So a lot of branches on this topic tree. Let's continue with your phone calls on line 5 is Black and Gold B here in the G-Bag Nation. Which story excites you the most?
Man, I'm a little excited about this trade. At first, I was on the fence about it, but the more I think about it, I mean, I hate losing Finney Smith and Dinwiddie, but we've got two number ones on the Mavericks now, so, I mean, who knows what could happen. I'm excited to see what we do, and hopefully they can bring another championship before Kyrie goes crazy again.
Thanks, buddy. Have yourself a good week. I mean, he's probably going to continue being himself day in and day out, and, you know, you hope that you get the right combination of factors around him to optimize what's good and minimize what's bad. And I think Jason Kidd and Nico might be a big part of that. Losing Dinwiddie and Finney Smith stinks. We were at the game a couple of weeks ago. Thanks again to Derek Holland for the tickets. And Dinwiddie was so cool with all the kids. His wife and kids were sitting there courtside, and he comes out and high-fived Abby right before Luka did. And so that was a big moment for him. That was her first high five from an NBA player. Sick. And so she'd been keeping up on Dinwiddie and learning more about him. And she got her first taste of one of your favorite players gets traded.
Oh,
and he had been balling the last couple of weeks,
He's been so good. Yeah. In his press conferences, I'm going to miss Dinwiddie. Yeah. Losing him was, like, I get giving up one of them because you're going to have to give up to get.
Yeah.
But I really wanted to try and keep Dinwiddie if you could, man. I didn't really want to see him go.
Yeah, apparently they tried their hardest. They were like, Powell, Bertans, THJ.
Christian Wood.
Wood? And they're, no.
You sure
no.
You don't want THJ? Are you sure? Come on, please, please, please. Reggie Bullock instead of Dodo? No?
Well, and I heard that there's a good chance that Dinwiddie could be a guy that they plan on even moving again. Like, he could be a part of something else for them. The first-round pick that the Mavericks gave him, it seems like the Nets might be, that's like one move that they're going to plan on making another move.
Well, Dinwiddie's the same thing.
And he's team option for next year.
I thought you said Dodo.
I could have. Listen, I am due for that. Dinwiddie
is team option for next year.
Because I didn't see Dodo, but I saw Dinwiddie. So when you said Dodo, I was like, oh, well, I saw the same thing from Spencer.
Yeah, we'll run it back.
Line one is Alex. You're in the G-Bag Nation, sir. Which of these two stories has you fired up to talk sports?
Mainly right now is Kyrie. I love the trade because we actually did something, but I hated losing Dodo and Spencer. We lost one, we'd be fine, but I think losing Dodo is probably going to bite us in the butt more than it will losing Spencer. We're back down to two ball handlers, but losing Dodo's three-point shot ability and his defense is going to hurt us. Hopefully we can, you know, do something, go get us, you know, maybe a John Collins or something like that and make up for Dodo. And, you know, maybe besides that, we can do something. But
thank you, Alex. I know we're up against it, buddy. You have good calls and you got hopes. The 214 on text says Josh Green's going to step up and fill the Dodo void just fine. And I agree. I think his era is pointing straight up. But you can't have too many Dorian Finney-Smiths, you know?
Like, he played like a million minutes in the playoffs last year. Him and Bullock both. Like, you depended on him greatly. And so you got terrible defense. I mean, that's the thing about this. Offensively, it's going to be fireworks, but dear God, they're going to need to do something defensively.
No more bang bros.
Josh Green ain't saving this defense by himself.
We got to talk about Jason Kidd's role in all of this and how, you know, he's got a huge opportunity now to cement himself as one of the top coaches in the game if he can pull this thing together. And we'll do that a little bit later on. But Wolchuk has your NFL news of the day coming up next. Zach, where are we going with that?
Trent Dilfer does Dilfer things again, and Davante Adams keeps pitching Aaron Rodgers to the Raiders next on The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.